You just never know what's going to happen in life. And so you learn to kind of roll with it, right? I mean, you make plans, you make preparations, you train, you learn, you do your best to prepare yourself, and then you have to adjust to what life will bring. Well, what if you could know what tomorrow holds? Personally, I think I would run crying and screaming. But at least you would have sort of a better chance to prepare yourself. You would have a better chance to get things lined up for what lies ahead. Well, we believe that God knows what the future holds. So we believe that God is able to line things up in our lives to prepare us for what he needs us to do. When the church started, as Jesus was getting prepared to be taken into heaven, he gave the church its charge to go make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you, and remember, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Do you think he knew what the end of the age looked like? Do you think he knew what today in Tucson looks like? Do you think he understood the challenges of parenting, the challenges of relationships, the challenges of work and economy and warfare and evil? Well, we say that God is all-knowing, omniscient. So we believe that he understands these things, and sometimes we say, Lord, could you do a little better job preparing me? Right? I mean, sometimes we think, God, you just undertrained me for this one. And we forget the fact that we stayed in bed, that we missed the training, that we didn't cooperate, and that we decided we could do it better our own way, which is sort of the typical pattern. That one didn't come out well. The typical pattern of humans. And so what we want to include in this strategy that we started with invite and then we moved to worship is that we need to be in the process of growing as disciples of Jesus Christ. We constantly need to grow and learn and be prepared for what God has in store for us. If we want to serve God well tomorrow, we need to allow God to prepare us well today. It really does come down to knowing God. Philosophers say you can't know God. But we say God has chosen to reveal himself to us. We agree that you can't know God in his fullness, that our capacity is too small to know the complete greatness of our God. But we know through the scripture that God has chosen to make himself known, to be in relationship with us, and that we can grow in our knowledge and understanding of God. That's why Deuteronomy called the leaders of the people together and said, men, women, children, and foreigners living in your town, teach them so that they may hear this book of instruction and learn to fear the Lord your God and carefully obey all the terms of these instructions. Moses is about to go off the scene. He's led the people of Israel out of Egypt. He's led them through the wilderness. He's put up with all their bickering and complaining. And now at the end of his life, he's saying, look, the challenges that lie ahead are significant, but you need to learn and you need to teach your children and you need to teach all the people around you this truth. So the challenge in our strategy to grow is a challenge for us to grow in faith and knowledge of God.
Faith is our trust in God. As we grow in our knowledge of God and see how He works in our lives, how He fulfills His promises to us, we begin to trust Him more and more. And as we trust Him more and more, even in the midst of very challenging circumstances, we have a peace knowing that God holds the future. We have a peace knowing that God is with us always. We have a peace knowing that we are a part of the family of God, and that God has brought people to be in our lives to encourage, to support, to come alongside of us. It's a part of how we grow, and that growth is God's purpose and intention for us. We also grow better together than we do on our own. And so the first strategy of invite is included in the strategy of growth, that we want to allow and invite the people around us to grow with us in faith. Moms and dads, we need to allow our children to see and grow as we grow. We need to allow them to be aware of our struggles and our prayers and God's answer to those prayers so that they can see the truth of what it means to walk the walk of faith. It isn't simply a magic thing that God just works. It's that God is actually at work in our lives on a daily basis, and sometimes that means He allows us to struggle so that we can grow, so that our character is strengthened and developed, and so that we can then live in the midst of those circumstances as a people of hope. That is God's intention for us. One of the powerful moments in my life as a youth pastor was when we were at the National Youth Gathering in San Antonio, and the Newsboys were playing, and they were awesome. And at the end of that time, they were talking about how important the Word of God is. And at the end of telling us that we should be reading our Bibles every day, I thought for sure that the lead singer was going to pray a prayer saying, God help them to read their Bibles every day. But he had much greater insight than that. Instead, he prayed that the Holy Spirit would develop in the hearts of everyone in the room a love for the Scripture. Wow. What a great prayer. And so we have had this Bible reading program going on in the life of Desert Hope from the beginning. But I want us to walk through this interesting psalm. Lord, I believe in your commands. Now teach me, not your commands, but teach me good judgment and knowledge. I believe you. I put my trust in you. Now help me to grow in how I use that faith, and help me to grow in my knowledge and understanding. You are good and do only good. Teach me your degrees. I almost want to add into the psalm, and help me to always remember that you are good all the time, and all the time you are good. We use that phrase around here sometimes. We repeat it back and forth so that in the midst of the trying times of our lives, we're reminded that God is good, and that God is here, and that God is at work. And there's a sign in the youth room at the ministry center that says, "And God causes all things to work together for good to those who love Him and are called according to His purpose." Romans 8:28. It's a great reminder that God is good, and He is with us, and we are not in this alone. I delight in your instructions. Somehow this strikes me as a little different than when fathers are reinforcing to their children on Friday evening what the rules are that they're supposed to obey after they leave the house. And teenagers are typically going, I know, I know, I know, I know. or more likely, Dad. This exasperation of having to admit that we actually do need God's instruction in our lives is often how we will approach God when we prefer to do things our way. But when we delight in his instructions, we do so because we remember that he holds the future. We remember that his ways are good and right for us. Even when we suffer, my suffering was good for me, for it taught me to pay attention to your decrees. We were talking about this at the Friday morning Bible study with the women. One of the women said, it's okay, it's good when life is hard because it teaches us to turn to God. It teaches us to pray. And I said, I only wish it were that way for everyone, that when life got hard, we would remember, instead of simply trying harder or crying or entering a pity party of some kind, that we would turn to God and say, help me. Teach me. Lift my spirits at this time. Reminding God of his promise to come alongside us. Remembering that your instructions are more valuable to me than millions in gold or silver. I've heard that in a song a number of times throughout my Christian journey. But when there's gold or silver available, I tend to go get it. You know what I mean? You know, there were times when we weren't on automatic deposit, that my day off would come and that would be payday. I would go into the office to pick up the check. You know what I mean? And today what we want to talk about is going to pick up the investment that God is making in our lives. We want to talk about actually choosing on a daily basis to, in fact, get that deposit, get that nurturing from the Word of God into our lives. Let that investment be there to pay off as we journey through the day and to prepare us for whatever tomorrow holds. We've been doing this Soaping Bible study for 4 years. Some of you have yet to join us. Some of you joined us for a year. You thought it was great, but you said, okay, I've done that. Now I'm done. Some of you have read, but not done the soaping, not done the journaling part of the exercise. And so, for those of you that are currently soaping, I want to challenge you to stop. I know you're getting mad at me already. I feel the seething coming out of the ears. The steam is rising in the room, and it already feels humid enough. But I want you to stop because I want to change things up. I want you to stop because I want you to give the others in the room the opportunity to join you tomorrow. So we're starting soaping all over from the beginning tomorrow, August 11th. We're setting it along with the school year to recognize the pattern of many families, that August is kind of a restart to a new year. And we're setting that in our soaping. So I'm asking you to set aside what you've been doing, those of you that have been doing it, and I'm asking you to start new tomorrow. You have bookmarks right now that are the new Word for Life 515 whole Bible reading plan. And we want you to start tomorrow. And what I'm asking you to do, what I'm challenging you today to do, is to commit to doing this 5 days a week for 4 weeks. Do what's on this bookmark for 4 weeks. And just to ratchet the challenge up a little bit, I'm going to ask you to bring these back with the check marks on the ones you've read 4 weeks from now and place it in the God box that's here on the altar.
I truly want you to make a commitment to God that for 5 days a week, you're actually going to do this reading plan. All right, so I'll back off just a touch for some of you that are really squirming, even though your bodies are trying to stay still. If you must, there is a set of these bookmarks on the ministry table that are just the New Testament version instead of the whole Bible. And so each day there's one reading from the New Testament instead of readings from the New Testament and the Old Testament. And you can choose whether you're going to keep the one we've given you or pick up the other one on your way out. It's all good with me. What I want you to do is I want you to be in the Word. We have new journals for those who need them and want them that you'll pick up as you leave today. You're going to read the scriptures that are assigned for the day, looking for one that sticks out to you. You're going to mark that one and you're going to look at it and say, what does it say in the scripture? What is the point of that verse in the Bible? And then you're going to ask the hard question, what does that mean for me? How is that supposed to change my life and how I see things? And then I want you to just write out a little prayer. You know, Lord, help me to love my neighbor, if the verse is love your neighbor as yourself. Lord, help me to remember that you are holy and I am not, if that's what the verse is talking about. Just one little prayer to remind you. And I hope you'll take on that challenge. But I also want you to know that in 4 weeks, we hit the measure. We're going to be entering into 5 measures starting in 2 weeks. And one of the measures is to be rooted in Scripture. And so I'm hoping when we get to that measure, you'll all be able to say, have been for the last month. On top of that, this community needs you to hear from God. We need you to be strengthened in faith for whatever our future is that lies ahead. We're going to need all of us to be fully prepared so that we can work together to accomplish God's mission for this congregation. Please don't leave yourself out of that. Also, you've been given today a list of the various growth groups that happen. The Tuesday morning group, the Tuesday night group, the Tuesday morning women's group, the Friday morning women's group. There's several of them that are listed for you in the bulletin handout that you got this morning. Oh, it's in the journal. It's in the journal. You'll get it in the journal when you leave. That's not here. There it is. It looks like this, and it'll be in the journal when you leave, so that you can remember that we're not asking you to do this alone. We're asking you to do this together. On top of that, we actually even have, and I know this sounds more like an announcement than a sermon, but what we're trying to say is we're trying to give you as much support as we can to live this out, to live out this strategy of growing in your faith. So if you don't have a good study Bible, we've even got an order form in there for you to order a good study Bible. If you need that to strengthen your daily devotions, then by all means, fill that out and give it back to us, and we'll get that for you. Because we're not designed to grow alone. We're designed to grow together in community. And as we grow not just in our knowledge of God, but we grow in love. And we grow in life together. And we're asking us not to just get head knowledge, but to actually begin to live out what we're learning and to share it with one another. We pray in the Lord's Prayer, give us this day our daily bread. There was a song that I listened to a lot in high school that included the words, but like the children in Moses' day, there just isn't a way that the food that he gave us yesterday morning would still be good today. It's a reminder that our spiritual lives are like the manna that God provided for his people in the wilderness. They could gather enough up for just one day, and the next day they needed it again. And for those who tried to gather an extra amount so that they could make it last for several days, God said, no, no, no. And it rotted. Oddly enough, except on the Sabbath, when they could take 2 days' worth, but that's a whole other story. So I believe that we as God's people need to be nurtured in a daily way. And I'm asking you to open yourself to receive the nurturance of daily receiving God's voice and word into your life through the scriptures. And I'm asking you, if you've heard this, because I'm sure you've heard this, because I've talked about it plenty. And some of you are going, yeah, we know. You've talked about it plenty. But please, please try this if you haven't. And if you've been one of those people doing it for a while, please talk to each other about it. Allow your experience to encourage the other people around you in the life of the church so that they'll recognize that God desires to pour blessing into their lives through His Word in a daily way. Read it, live it, and share it with one another. You see, we do believe that the Scripture is a living Word, that the Holy Spirit is at work in it and through it, and that God does use it to speak into what we need right now, as well as what we need in the days ahead. And so we're asking you to ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what you need when you're reading the Scripture. Parents, we're asking you to read it. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you what you need to be stronger and better parents, stronger and better spouses, stronger and better representatives of Christ in the world, as you are called to make disciples. As you are called as His ambassador, let Him shape you and equip you by opening yourself to His Word, by knowing God more profoundly each and every day as you grow in your understanding of Him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank You for the gift of Scripture. We ask You, Lord, to open our hearts and minds. We ask You that when we open Your Word, especially over the course of these next 4 weeks, when we open Your Word, help us to experience Your movement in our lives and in our relationships. Help us to know the power of that gift in a tangible way, that we might indeed begin to practice that every day. In Jesus' name, amen.